Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing with Amy and Kat. Mm-hmm. What up, Kat?
Hi.
How are you?
You know, I'm here.
Yeah. It's Thanksgiving week. That's my quote for today. Yeah. It's from Johnny Carson. It's Thanksgiving related since Thanksgiving is 2 days away if you're listening to this episode when it comes out. And here's what was said. Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year and then discover once a year is way too often. So what are your Thanksgiving plans?
I don't know why I always do this. I'm always like, I'm going to my mom's, but my mom and my dad live together.
Oh, I don't your know parents why live together?
Going to my parents. I'm going to my parents' house, which I'll be with my older brother, his family, and my older sister and her family, and then my parents.
Well, I'm bummed because I invited my sister to come, but she can't come. So it's,
why?
She's filming that TV show. Yeah. My sister was on the podcast last Thursday, by the way, if you missed that episode, and she was talking about how today, actually at noon, Tuesday, November 23rd, the sneak peek of their TV show on HGTV is airing. So I'll be doing that at noon today. I'm having a little watch party with friends. I think you'll be there. And it's just too much going on. I think they're filming even into right before Thanksgiving and then probably right after. And then her son has like a basketball game. I know she's got four kids and they run a coffee shop and they're filming a TV show. And their TV show is based around their design business. So they have that whole business.
They have nothing going on.
So there's a lot going on. But I'm sad. Like she wasn't able to come last year because it was COVID. But the year before that, she came to Nashville and we hosted 23 people at my house. And my sister is basically Martha Stewart in my eyes for 15 years I've called her that because she just has attention to detail and does everything so cute. And that's not my gift. I would serve on disposable plates. No,
so would I.
Okay. And no shame if that's what you do. But my sister's the type that's like, no, food tastes better off of real plates. And we need to make table settings and place cards and make people feel special and put their names on apples. And, you know, like they're little things that do look really cute. And I was really excited so she could come to my house this year and do that. Give us that cute vibe. But she can't come. So I'm hosting. But I'm going to use real plates, I guess, in honor of her.
Are you going to put names on apples?
I don't know yet. Maybe. We did do it the year we stuck like, we got like an apple and I think we stuck like a toothpick or something in it and then had
card.
Like a name card. Like we glued
that
this cute
really
little
cute.
Paper and she wrote in pretty handwriting. Yeah. I mean, it was cute. And then everyone knew where to sit because when you got 23 people, it's like, just go ahead and tell people where they need to go. Mm-hmm. But I will be having a hodgepodge of people, really kind of anybody at work. I've said, if you don't have anywhere to go, like you're welcome to come to my house. I've got, you know, my kids, my family, my in-laws are coming. I am sad my dad won't be here. This is my first like real holiday since he died earlier this year. But I feel like I know this story. I know how it goes. Like I went through it with my mom. But I don't know, something feels different because he was supposed to be here. He was supposed to be living with me. So I am processing that and leaving space for that if I need to deal with that. And what we're going to talk about today is expectation of the holidays. And Kat's going to give us some wonderful licensed therapist type wisdom. I'm just speaking from personal experience. But what I plan to do is give myself space to do what I need to do and not, and those that are around me that need to know, like if I have to kind of take a break, I take a break. I don't want to just keep going and trying to stay busy and mask anything I'm feeling. I think I'm going to bring in some recipes my dad would absolutely have at Thanksgiving. I mean, he's been at my house the last 3 Thanksgivings in Nashville. Mm-hmm. 2 of them he was living here, but then another one he visited. And, you know, I was just always used to being able to at least call my dad, even though he was on a feeding tube the last few years. He knows recipes, he knows how to cook. And I even texted my sister earlier this week and I'm like, shoot, I don't have dad's dressing recipe, like a stuffing dressing. I love his. It's my favorite. It's so good. And he does a combo of cornbread and white bread. And my mom always did only cornbread. And I know how to do hers. Hers was good too. But it's a different vibe. Mm-hmm. There's like sage and celery and a hard-boiled egg broken up in there. But I texted my sister. She's like, honestly, I don't know if it's just the egg whites or it's the whole hard-boiled egg or how much, but he used buttermilk. She's like, I remember there was buttermilk. And I'm trying not to get emotional right now talking about it, but it sucks. I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you have living family members and you like some of their food, have them write it down right now because they're not always going to be around. And this is going to be a way where I'm bringing my dad into the Thanksgiving day. Like I'm making the dressing. We'll make Alabama mac and cheese, yo, which also makes me think of my mom and my dad. And my extended family in Alabama. And then, you know, I'm from Texas. Some people are confused by that, but my mom was born and raised in Alabama and she met my dad in Alabama. So they first started out in Alabama and then moved to Texas in 1976 when they got together and were pregnant with my sister before they got married.
Ooh.
I know. Ooh. I learned
the
that
drama.
Later. I learned that later in life and I was like, scandalous. I'm like, wait a second. So
let me do the math.
Y'all were married in May and Christy was born in October? What? No.
How did that happen?
And so, anywho, if you've got kids in the car, sorry. But you can explain it to them later. So write it all down. Like just talk to them. Don't waste any time, especially if you are going to see family this Thanksgiving or this Christmas, this holiday season. It's the perfect time to just put out a pen and paper or a journal and have family members just write down their favorite recipes that they have in their brains or photocopy a recipe they keep. Somehow you need to get a handle on that because, I don't know what emotions I'm going to experience him not being here. And it did hit me this week when I was trying to figure out the recipe and I was like, oh, this sucks, but that's okay. It does. And I'm going to sit with the suckiness and not suppress it. And that's all right. But in a nutshell, that's my plan. And I'm fortunate to have a healthy relationship with my in-laws and they're safe to me. Even with a lot of our family stuff that has been going on the last year, they're still very safe. Like they just make me feel they're calm. They're no drama.
Loving.
They're supporting no matter what, like no judgment. Mm-hmm. And I know not everybody has that. So in the spirit of gratitude, since Thanksgiving, I am thankful for healthy family relationships. And that said, I know some people are going into the holidays having to hang out with unhealthy friends and family or whatever the setup is. And that can be hard. Or holidays might be a reminder of something else that's hard, or a reminder of where you are in life. And that's not where you thought you would be in life because, you know, all these other things are around you and you're seeing all these other people that have all these things and family and this and that. So Kat, I'll let you kind of steer us where we should go in this quick little episode that hopefully will prepare people for what they might be encountering this week. Not every scenario, obviously, but a little bit of what we can do to prepare ourselves for the holidays.
Okay. Thank you. So what I think is important to acknowledge is the fact that I know for me, I love the holidays. I love them. And they do bring up a lot of emotions and feelings that are difficult and hard to sit with. And I just think it's important to acknowledge that, because when we think about Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff, the word that comes to my mind is like family, joy, relationships. Like those are the things that pop into my head. And there is a lot of sadness in it too. And there's a lot of disappointment in it too. And we were talking before about, I think that there's so much, even in like Hallmark movies, and I just watched Love Hard.
Oh, it's so good. Yes, I love it.
I know, but like, that's also so unrealistic.
Oh, but I know. But I watched that, you'll love this, during neurofeedback.
No way.
So I've been getting neurofeedback every week. And it's this, I even was trying to ask my neurofeedback therapist how to explain what it is. And she's like, even I have a hard time explaining to people. So I'm not even going to try right now, but you do put these little things on your brain, like all over, she's with wires, and then you literally get to sit and watch a movie, a show, Netflix, whatever, but it's the screen and the sound that's doing the work. I did watch Love Hard, but I watched it, you know, getting blurry and getting small and then big, and the sound was sometimes loud and then quiet.
You might need to watch it again.
No, I think I got the gist of everything, but I had to watch it in two different sessions because the first, we only got through, my sessions are only a certain amount of time, and then we watched the first half, and then I got to finish the second half of Love Hard yesterday, actually. So anywho, it's a good holiday movie on Netflix,
but also
is not realistic.
Yeah, it's not realistic, and I think a lot of those kinds of movies are not realistic, and we know that. We know that, and there's this essence of like, I know that I feel this essence of sadness, even though I know that's not real, because it's like, oh, I want that. Like, I don't know if I want the Love Hard experience because that's
a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird. But like, I want those experiences and I want my holidays to look like that. And my holidays don't look like that. And my holidays do not look like what I thought they would look like when I was younger, thinking about being the age I am now.
Okay, I'm going to step in and say two, which this will be a setup for the fifth thing that we're going to be sharing together next Tuesday on social media and stuff, because it's not just Hallmark Christmas movies or any Christmas movie, because like I feel like Netflix has them now, Lifetime has them, but you also, when you're pulling up social media, can do that same game of like, oh my gosh, look at their family Thanksgiving, and what in the world, like that is nothing like what I have going on here. Look at their house full of people, and you might be sitting at home alone or just with one or two people, and that something just feels, there's like this comparison.
Yeah. But you also can be in a house full of people and feel alone.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, don't judge it just by like what you think is what is really happening.
100%.
I mean, when I was posting my fun Thanksgiving pictures from 2019 pre-COVID, when I had the big celebration, it was a joyful time for me. But it also was really hard because behind the scenes, my dad was struggling. We're off to the side pouring, you know, his food into a tube down his stomach so that he can sit at the table and be around. I didn't make video of that, of like the hard parts of having to process that with my dad or my sister and I fighting about real plates or not. or missing our mom or different things. Like there's, I don't know if that's like the best example, but I'm just saying I didn't post. You don't post all the hard stuff. But that might not help take away the feelings of like a loneliness. Like, well, at least you had a house full of people and I had nobody.
Yeah.
If there's that kind of comparison. Yeah. All right. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll, on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. So don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. They're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. So make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I did an episode on this on Unity Therapy 2 weeks ago on toxic positivity. And what you just said is like kind of like that. Well, at least I had. But it's like you had pain and I had pain. They're both painful in their own right. And I think that around the holidays, there's this influx of I should just look at what I do have. I should just be like, yes, we can be grateful and sad rather than I should just be happy because those people are happier. Those people don't have that. When I have a lot. I do have a lot. I have a loving family. Like, I have somewhere to go. I can't say enough good things about my family. And there are so many things that I could, like, cry and snap of a finger about when it comes to the holidays. There's so many things. And so I just think the first thing I want to even address is that that's real. And for us to be able to acknowledge that this is tough, because the more we ignore it, I feel like the more that we actually just make it worse for ourselves, you know? And the more we ignore it, then we're not talking about it, and then we feel really alone. I put up a question yesterday on my Instagram that said, like, I want to know the good things, and I also really want to know what are the tough things about the holidays that people aren't talking about or you're making jokes about, but they're really hard. And it's one of the most responded to questions I've ever had on my Instagram account. And so many people were so, and the quickness people were to respond, it was like immediately. So many people were talking about the struggles that they were preparing to experience or experiencing now about the next 2 months. And I'm like, yeah, you're not by yourself. I wish everybody could see, not to like commiserate, but to see that like we're actually not alone in that. And when we're not alone in that, that almost makes me feel like more understood or more cared for in a sense. Like I'm not the only one that's sad about this. It's not just me.
Yeah, you're not making it up.
Yeah.
Or you're not being dramatic.
Not being dramatic. Yeah. This is a legitimate thing to be sad about. And so whether it's you're sad about somebody being not around anymore, or you maybe you're single and you thought you were going to be in a relationship, maybe you just went through a breakup, maybe you have family conflict, maybe a family member is sick, or maybe family members struggling with addiction, or maybe you're battling depression because of something else. But I think that I want to create more space for people to talk about that, because if we then talk about it, we also then are better able to ask for what we need. And that's been a growing pain for me around this time, because I want to show up and be like, I'm fine. Like I want to show up to Thanksgiving and be like, I'm fine. I'm fine. There's nothing's wrong. I'm just happy to be here, even though I feel like the odd man out at this table.
Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. So I'm 32. I'm going to be 32 on December 4th.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. I'll remind you every week.
I have it in my calendar.
Okay, great. So I'm going to be 32 and I'm one of four kids. I am the third. And everybody in my family is married except for me. And then two of my siblings have kids, which I'm so happy for. And everybody has their own family except me. My family is still my family, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't have my own. So I know that my family loves when I come and I play such an important role and they want me there. At the same time, I show up and I'm like, well, where do I fit? And a lot of times I fit, I love it, but I fit next to my nieces. Like, I'm the cool aunt because I'm like, they don't think I'm a grown up. And they don't think I'm a grown up because I don't have what traditionally people look at. And those are grown up things.
But you have your own practice where you have therapists that like work under you own a home.
Yeah.
You are an adult.
I do.
But you're at the kids' table?
You know what I'm not at the kids' table, but I love sitting by them, so I don't mind it. But it's like, that's where I fit. It's like Aunt Kat is going to sit next to Mary Ben and Addie. And I love that because I just am obsessed with them. But even the other day we were at dinner and I said something to one of my nieces and she goes, I said something like, I have to do something. I have to be a grown up. And she goes, Aunt Kat, you're not a grown up. And I said, yes, I am. And she says, no, you're not. And I go, and I did what you just said. I go, well, I have my own business. Like trying to prove it to her. And she goes, what's a business? And I was like, okay, I'm like trying to defend myself to this like 4-year-old and I need to back up. But it's like traditionally, and she used to always ask, and it was like so sweet too. She'd be like, Aunt Kat, where's your prince? Why don't you have a prince? And I'm like, how do I get her to stop asking these questions? And that's all around
stop
family.
Triggering me, child.
Yes. And it's like all around these family functions, which I'm so happy to be there. And then it's that reminder that like, oh, you're a little different. And I so agree with what you just said. Like I have so much. I do have a lot of wonderful things that I'm so proud and grateful to have. And that part is still hard because traditionally around the holidays, it's like all this stuff about your romantic partner and your family and this and the Christmas card. And if I did a Christmas card, it would be me, you know?
Wow.
And I don't say that to like dampen the mood, but I just say that because I've had to acknowledge that it's hard for me. So I can then ask for what I need from my family. Before I was just pretending like everything was fine. And then I would like cry a lot.
And so how does just quickly you asking for what you need look like? If someone listening is like, okay, wow, I need to kind of grow up in how I'm handling this. Yeah. And maybe your family's not in the right place to hear what you need, but let's pretend in the perfect world they are. Because maybe you can help them get there and you'll it's probably hard for you to even implement this stuff, you being the listener and even me.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much all the time. But what would that look like?
Yeah.
Like walk through what that might look like telling your family what you need.
Well, I think that certain comments people make, they don't realize the gravity of them unless you express that to them. So I've had to have conversations around like, I don't like this part of my life and it's really hard for me. So I don't want there to be jokes about it. Or I don't want you to ask me about my relationships, or I don't want you to put me at this spot on the table, or I need a role on Thanksgiving. Can you give me a job? Because I want to feel like I have something that I can bring. And then the other part is just having the conversation to express, like, I want you to know what it feels like to be me on these days, because I might need a little extra support and might not have like the ability to ask for it in the moment. And it's just nice to have that validated. So if I were to have that conversation with like my sister or my mom or my brother, it does feel nice for them to say like, I've never thought that about you. I feel sad that you feel left out because you feel like integral part of our family. And I just want you to know that we always want you around. Even though that doesn't fix my sadness, it's nice to feel wanted by them and to have that conversation.
That's good. Just trying to be as open as possible and be like, it's not approaching things with the like, this is what I'm feeling. Yeah. Not like anybody's done anything wrong. Like taking off the, well, I'm just trying to save any family. Like if you are implementing this type of conversation and trying to speak your truth and validate, make sure it's truly coming from you and what you're feeling, not any projecting any blame or being like, so well, you always do this and this, you know, it can be more so like, this is how I feel when this happens, or this is what I'm telling myself. That's a conversation I've had to have with multiple people and probably will for the rest of my life. Is like, hey, you know, this is what I told myself when this happened. And then they can say whether or not it's true or not. Yeah. Because until they say validate it's true, I've made up a story that then I'm perpetuating and making worse.
And that can sound like when I experience blank, I feel this. This is a story I make up. And I use that all the time in conversations with people, especially in this type of environment. And then they can say like, oh my goodness, that's actually not what I thought. Thank you for sharing that. How can I support you?
Yeah. If they're in a healthy enough place to see that too. And if someone's not, then you know you can like set a boundary and be like, okay, well, I can't have expectations from
Which I'm glad you said that word boundary, because I think a lot of times there's this like, I have to do all these things around the holiday. I'm obligated to do these things. And the truth is we're not totally obligated to do everything we think we're obligated to do. And we're allowed to set boundaries. So maybe I need to show up late to something because I can't spend the whole day there. That's a boundary I can set up for myself. Or maybe I need to leave at a certain time. Or maybe I need to ask somebody to not ask a certain question or something like that. But implementing boundaries and holding the idea that I am worthy and capable of setting and having them is so important around the holidays. So important.
I agree. And to kind of put a bow on some of the things that we mentioned, it's watch as many Christmas movies that you want to watch. In fact, Mary has a cute sweatshirt too that says, "If I don't know if you're looking for like gift ideas for the Christmas movie watcher in your life, this is something the Shop Forward has up. It's not Four Things or a Spa, but Mary made it and says, this is my Christmas movie watching sweatshirt. Yeah. And you can get yourself one of those or get it for a friend, throw it on, like watch as many as you want, but don't romanticize it. Don't start to compare your life to these fairy tales. Don't compare on Instagram. Recognize your circumstances. Acknowledge both sides of things. There can be an and. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is true and this is true. Not just like, well, at least I have this. Because then you're ignoring the other part of you that needs to be acknowledged. And then
have conversations when they feel safe.
Have hard conversations that help you share your voice. Mm-hmm. I guess they don't have to be hard. Maybe I need to stop labeling them as hard because they're not. Once you get more comfortable, maybe it's just because I'm still in the beginning stages of some of that in the last year or so.
I think they're uncomfortable.
They are. Okay.
I think they're uncomfortable. They're really vulnerable is what they are.
Yes.
And vulnerability, there's uncertainty there. There's this fear of judgment. You're exposing something that...
Well, I was just trying not to scare people.
Yeah, okay.
But now you're scaring me again.
Well, I'm not, I'm not trying to scare you, but because vulnerability is scary, but that's okay. If we all kind of held that idea that vulnerability is scary and that's okay, I think we'd be more apt to all do it. And the more we would do it, the less scary it would be.
Yeah. And I'll just say too, to what helps it become less scary to me, and this is something I've had to practice and I've talked about a lot and I'll continue to talk about a lot because I think it's just, it's an everyday reminder, is if you know that you've done something in a like a true to you way and like it wasn't, you weren't trying to hurt anybody, but you had to express some things or whatever, however that person then decides to handle it is not your problem. Now, it might be your problem if you're like a total jerk about something, then it's like, okay, well that's totally different story. But if you've done everything to your knowledge to do it in a kind, thoughtful way and like what was healing for you, or was a conversation you need to have or something, and then you are losing sleep at night over how they're processing it, then that's an unhealthy way, right?
There's a love of codependence there. Yeah. I think what you're saying is like, you can't control people's reactions to your experience and your needs. And it's not your responsibility to put a bow on everything. And just because somebody reacts in a way that was unexpected doesn't mean you did something wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving you need to have.
There you go.
Yeah, we should like, make that a yes. shirt. Have the Thanksgiving you need to have.
Mm-hmm. One of Kat's saying is have the day you need to have. And yeah, that's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. Have the holiday season that you need to have. And I hope you get some good food if that's what you need or that's what you want or you're able to. If not, that's okay too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just have the Thanksgiving you need to have.
Okay.
And know that it not every Thanksgiving looks exactly what you think it looks like.
Exactly. Bye.
Bye.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.